MGCB fines Caesars Sportsbook for allowing fake deposits. The Michigan Gaming Control Board has imposed a $100,000 fine on Caesars Sportsbook after a bettor was allowed to make millions in fake deposits on the betting platform without transferring any real money from his bank account. The problem stemmed from a technical glitch on Caesars Sportsbook system that let users appear to fund their accounts without actual bank transfers. Jeffrey Sacco, a 38-year-old man from Southfield, Michigan, took advantage of the vulnerability in April and May 2023, using it to make 116 deposits totaling over $2.1 million into his sportsbook account. With those funds, he placed nearly 10,000 bets and withdrew over $521,000 in proceeds to his personal accounts before stopping his activity on the platform. Caesars Entertainment discovered the glitch and reported it to authorities, prompting an investigation by the Michigan Gaming Control Board and the state's Attorney General's office. The operator acknowledged the error and cooperated with regulators. On July 28, 2025, Caesars signed an acknowledgement of violation, agreeing to the fine as a resolution. The board's executive director approved it on August 11, 2025, and the order was released on September 19, 2025. Sacco's charges and sentencing. For Sacco, exploiting the technological error led to his arrest and prosecution in September 2024. He faced 8 felony charges, including larceny by conversion, felony gambling violations, and using a computer to commit a crime. He pleaded guilty to 1 count of illegal gambling in April 2025. A judge sentenced him to 90 days in jail, with 2 days already served and the rest held off if he follows probation rules. He must complete 36 months of probation and attend Gamblers Anonymous meetings to address his betting habits. As part of the deal, Sacco paid $25,000 upfront to Caesars and agreed to monthly payments of $2,500 during probation. Any remaining amount after 3 years will become a promissory note. He also owes court fees, including state costs and a crime victim assessment. Quote, "This plea agreement is an important step in ensuring that individuals who violate state gaming regulations are held accountable for their actions. We will continue to work closely with the Michigan Attorney General's office and industry partners to maintain the integrity of Michigan's gaming industry." Henry Williams, Executive Director of Michigan Gaming Control Board.